Today, on Paternity Court.
All your life, you've known him to be your father.
Yes.
My name is not on the birth certificate. I'm not a father. I wanted to keep it hush-hush. I wanted to deal with it myself.
Why would you wait till I'm
like
to say I'm not
their
child? For you to, after 30 years, say, my sister is not my sister, is just not fair.
Is this about that you don't believe she's your biological child, or is this just about you don't approve that she's gay? You may be seated.
Hello, Your Honor.
Hello.
This case of Burks v. Brown.
Thank you, Ron. Good day, everyone. Mr. Burks, you claim to be more than $26,000 in debt due to child support for the defendant, Ms. Brown, who you say is definitely not your biological daughter. You are here to prove that in court so you can return home and get the debt erased from your record. Ms. Brown, you state that for 30 years you've known only one man to be your father, and you are devastated that he is now claiming you are not his biological daughter. Ms. Brown, how do you feel about Mr. Burks denying that you are his daughter after all these years?
I am hurt. I'm disappointed. I don't even know how I feel. I can't even believe somebody even have a question of how I feel. I'm 30 years old. 30 years old! And I have to deal with this, you know? And then he brings up talking about it was a one-night stand with my mom and all that kind of stuff like that. It wasn't no one-night stand. He had a relationship with her. He know it. You know it. It hurts me so much and I have a lot of pain. You know, it's ridiculous to me. I'm just hurt inside. I really am.
All your life, you've known him to be your father.
Yes. Yes, Your Honor. And it's just like, how could you come up with this? He just crazy, deranged or something. It doesn't make no sense.
Your Honor, this was 25, you know, 30 years ago. I'm 25 years old. I'm in the military, and I had a career to protect. And not only that, I had a wife. And I was starting my life out, trying to start it over. I met a mother at a restaurant in the drive-thru window. So I was young, trying to, you know, get my Mac on. I'm Mac Daddy. And so she said, well, come back, you know, after work. And I said, get off work. So I went back after work, and I picked her up, and we went to the hotel. I did my thing, but I did not...
You didn't, okay. Y'all had a relationship. Yeah, they had a relationship.
I didn't have no relationship.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
You wasn't there. How you know?
You wanted to marry
her. You wasn't even there.
Because she told me.
I know for a fact.
She's not going to lie.
I dropped her off at the house and left.
Hold on. Ms. Brown, let me hear what he's saying. And so, did you see her again?
Maybe 3 months later, I went to see her. But then, like I said, I had a wife, and I was in the military. So, you know, I didn't want to be having no adultery charge put against me while I'm trying to protect my career. After that happened, my wife and I went back together. I'm back in the house with her. I'm at work. My ex-wife get a phone call. It's her mother on the phone saying she's pregnant by me. So my house get tore up all over again. Bam, I'm out the door again. So in the process, she said I'm the father, so I go find her. I go talk to her. And so when I did found out that she was, I went to the hospital. But my name is not on the birth certificate. I'm not a father.
That's evidence you'd like to present?
Yes, ma'am.
Ron, will you pass that to me, please?
Ma'am. But my name is on the child support paper.
This is Ms. Brown's birth certificate listed as father. No one.
None. Nobody up there. Because I'm not the father.
And yet you also have a paper that indicates that there is an order establishing the parent-child relationship and you are responsible for child support.
Yes.
So at some point, did you acknowledge paternity, or was there a court case that you didn't show up?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what happened.
So you're named the father by default.
I was away. They had the court without me even being there. They had already been to court, determined I was behind a real rich of $40,000. I'm thinking, man, look at here. How am I going to pay $40,000 all these years? And why would you wait till she gets 17 years old to file that?
Why would you wait till I'm
like a conspiracy
to me?
If you had no debt right now, if you were so disrespectful.
Yeah, I am, because
that's
you
why.
Just disrespect me.
See,
you talk about
like
me
now.
All the time, running
like
around. Exactly.
Hold on, Ms. Brown. I want to hear that. You've been hearing rumors and he's been going around town.
He cusses me out, talk bad.
I never cuss.
And now, yes, you do.
This type of interaction here was not the nature of your relationship, was it?
In the beginning, it was when I was young. Because, you know, when you're young, you don't have a say-so of or nothing. When he came and got me when I was little, it was just like, go with your dad. You know what I'm saying? But as I gradually got older, then you know what I'm saying, it caused a conflict. He always getting to me all the time. Here, take this.
She don't look like
because
me.
I look like this picture. This.
My children are dark skinned. She light skinned. Does she look like me?
Hold on. This evidence is what, Miss Brown?
That's evidence to prove that we look alike. Look, y'all look up those noses.
So. No.
And he want to go around saying I'm bigger than everybody. You sound like a fool for saying that. That's the only thing you got?
This is a picture of you and Mr. Burke's other daughter.
Yes.
One right
and
there.
You're saying you see the family similarity without...
With the nose this to
issue.
Me. The nose is
I don't think so.
Lips are like that. They all
and copy. And so, hold on, Mr. Burke. I want to understand
this. Yes, ma'am.
You're saying you've maintained throughout the years that this is not your biological child.
Right. I knew that
but
something was wrong.
But you also said you were trying to protect your military career. How is accepting her part of protecting your career?
Because, you know, I wanted to keep it hush-hush. I wanted to deal with it myself. I wanted to make sure I went to her mother. I gave her money. I bought diapers and everything.
So basically, you didn't want the fact that you had cheated on your wife to come out.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Okay. But you never accepted deep down that she was your biological daughter.
Right. That's right.
Her whole life, she's lived 30 years thinking you're her father.
I never talked to her about that until recently. Until the last maybe 9 years, she was pretty good up until then. Then she started, I don't know what happened to her. She started getting very disrespectful, demanding money. You know, I bought her a car.
That's a lie.
I bought
That's
her a car,
lie.
Gave
That's
it to her
lie.
With the title.
I don't even ask him for nothing. One car is all you bought me. One car, and then it broke down. I had to put money into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all can just yell and scream at each other all day and we'll never get to the results. I'm trying to understand this, really, because when I look at the two of you, quite frankly, the interaction is so, it's like you're strangers.
Yeah, right. That's it. That's
I don't,
that's how I feel
I honestly can say, Ron,
that's why I did have doubts.
Hundreds of families I've helped, I've never really seen this much complete disconnection between a possible father and a daughter at this age. So I want to understand how this happened, how we got here. Miss Brown, how did you get this news?
When I was around about 22, 21, somewhere around there, one of my sisters told him that I liked the women. I was a lesbian. That's when the disrespect started. He didn't like that. He's supposed to claim to live his life as a pastor, all that stuff like that. He didn't like it. He talked bad to me. He was ugly on the phone. When he found that out, he was very disrespectful. And ever since that day, it's like we have a connection, but every time he get mad or something I tell him, he'll call me. He's a negative person. He expect me to call him and blow his phone up. I'm not going to do that because every time I talk to him, it's always drama. He gets into it with my other siblings or whatever, and he goes back, tell me. He gets into it with me, goes back. He's mad at me, so he goes back and talk about me. He has the problem. It's him. And I'm not going to sit here, and I told him the last time we had an argument, I'm not going to sit here and be disrespected. I am 30 years old, and you are not going to disrespect me. Now, when I was little, I did not disrespect him. It didn't start till he found out the way I lived my lifestyle, and he didn't like it.
I want to know the exact words he said when he said, I don't believe you're my biological daughter.
It was a text that he sent. He said, when we got into it the last time we got into it, he sent out a text. He gets mad and hang up our phone all the time. Right after that, when he got mad, he sent me a text. He sent me a text through my text message and said, we're going to see who you really are with a DNA test because you ain't none of mine. And that is what he texted me. Thinking the whole time, okay, he just mad because that's what it's been. But this, I was like, this now? This is what you do?
Mr. Burks, why would you say this and why would you say it over a text message?
You know, I've always believed that she was not my daughter. And I was just tired of living a lie. I want to know the truth.
So let me understand this. You decide to accept this child, even though you don't believe she's your biological daughter, to basically save your military career.
Yes.
What exactly makes you think she's not your biological child?
She didn't look like me. And from the very beginning, it wasn't a relationship with her mother. But then, as time went on, the disrespect, the hurtfulness, the things she had said to me.
What I'm trying to understand as a father, Why text something so cruel? Even if it was something you wanted to tell her or you needed to talk to her about,
you
why not?
You can't talk to her. You can't talk to her. She's gonna get loud and yell just like now. Get loud and yelling in your ear and hollering and screaming and everything. You can't say nothing to her.
When I was younger, I did. You know what I'm saying?
You can't
say nothing. But now that I got older, when I tell him things that's true and how he live his life and he ain't right, he hang up the phone. I tried to talk to him like an adult and he hangs up the phone.
Ask my wife. I put her on speakerphone and she
ain't been in the picture all our life, so she can only say what recently.
She knows she hurt you.
All of this. Okay, she might have heard it, but it ain't been for years.
I'd like to hear from you, ma'am. Please stand. I'd like to hear from you.
She irrelevant.
Ma'am, state your name.
Nicole McRoyal Burks.
Miss Burks.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been with your husband for how many years?
3 years.
3 years now.
Yes.
And this young woman, Miss Brown, has asserted that she's his biological daughter, but he does not believe she is. What do you know about this situation?
Well, I know he's been feeling this way since I've been with him. And he always had that doubt about her. And me, myself, I had doubts. She's a very beautiful lady, but she looks nothing like him to me or the other kids. And she's very disrespectful. As you can see, I said nothing to her, and she already started to disrespect me.
But disrespect really has nothing to do with DNA.
Now, she came to my church one time. I put it to you just like this. She came to my church, and, you know, she brought someone with her, and I just had a talk with her. And I told her, I said, no, I love you as a person, but what you do with your own life is your own business. That's how it all started, went into a tailspin, because she didn't like it.
He talks about the church.
She didn't like it because I didn't go along with it.
Even sung at the church for him. Man called me and said, you can't even sing. You sing
too
loud.
She got mad about that.
Long as I sure did get mad. He told me I couldn't sing and I'm just trying to sing for the God.
Wow, this never ends.
I'm really just tired of him.
I said, you can come to my house, but your man can't come. I mean, your woman.
Nobody to your house.
Mr. Burks,
yes, ma'am.
Let me just ask you a point blank question. Is this about you don't believe she's your biological child, or is this just about you don't approve that she's gay?
No, that's fine. That's fine, but I don't go along with that lifestyle because, you know, like I said, I'm a Christian man.
You want to get married one time. You don't get married 10, 14 different times.
That's my business.
Exactly. But it don't matter.
At least I did marry.
Married several times.
I believe marriage is honorable.
You married this woman 2 times.
That's all right.
Time so y'all got
how many times you been married? How many kids you got?
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Listen, I would like to hear from your witness, Miss Brown. Can you please stand, ma'am? State your name for the court.
Shadon Burks, Your Honor.
You are Mr. Burks'
daughter.
Daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are sitting with Miss Brown. So,
Your Honor, I just don't believe that after 30 years, Mr. Burks could say that she's not our sister. When we were growing up, I was 7 years old. He took me, and my other sisters, and he introduced us as, this is your sister. This is your sister. And from that time on, that's all we knew, is each other to be sisters. And nobody ever told us different until she came out of the closet. We have to love people. We can't mistreat them because of the choices that they make. God doesn't mistreat us because of our choices. He loves us just the same.
So this is affecting the entire family, I presume.
Yes, Your Honor, it is, because, I mean, for you to, after 30 years, to say that my sister is not my sister is just not fair.
I thank you for your testimony. You may be seated. We really need the results in this case. We do. Ron, I'm ready for the envelope. In the case of Burks versus Brown, when it comes to 30-year-old Laquatta Brown, it has been determined by this court, Mr. Burks, you are the father.
See, I told you, and you stay up there and do me like this. That what you gonna do? See, it's all about my lifestyle. But you know what, after this, he don't have to worry about me. I promise that he don't have to worry about me, because if it took all this for you to do this to me...
She called me on the phone before we got here and talked
no,
to me.
No.
I wasn't nothing.
No, I didn't.
Mr. Burks, I just told you that is your biological child.
He still looks like he needs
that's
help.
That's the way she treats me.
Get his
me.
Man some
But
help.
Listen.
She treats me like a stranger.
Mr. Burks.
Because that's how you treat me.
Listen. You're not the first man nor the last man or last parent to have a child. That's just a firecracker. There There's something in the way you approach her and the way you treat her. It sets her off. It just nabs at her side. You got a special child. She takes up a room.
Can I just say one thing, Your Honor?
Look, you keep talking to me, but you're not talking to her.
Well, I think we both hot-headed.
Talk to her.
I think the problem is that we're both, she got a hot temper. I got one. Somebody got to listen sooner or later. I love her. You know, I have always loved her. I have never stopped loving her. She know that.
This is a start. Ms. Brown, I want you to take a breath. Tell your father what you need to tell him.
I know he don't like the way I live my life because he think it's a game. He just think that it's something like a phase or something. That's my life. That's how I live my life. And I just wish he'll understand that.
That's the first halfway civil conversation we've had today between the two of you. There are a lot of issues you have to work through. I'm glad we could give you the answers you need so that the questions aren't out there in the back of his mind. And you have to understand what triggers people. Once one of you starts yelling, the other one pops off. And at that point, you all are just screaming. You're not communicating. You all have that in common. And now we have to learn how to speak and talk to one another another way. All right? Let's start that today. While you still have each other on this earth. Thank you, sir.
I love you. Let's try to start over again. Thank you.
I wish you all the very best of luck. Court is adjourned. For the full audiovisual experience of Lauren Lake's Paternity Court, check paternitycourt.tv for local listings, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/paternitycourt, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Paternity Court TV and at Lauren L. Lake.